pushing into the third hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. Is that your launch sound effect, Wayne? Yes, and you can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As we continue taking your calls, what the show is about, if we do get a chance, Wayne, you've got what sounds to be an intriguing story about psychotics and politicians.
Yes.
And how they're similar. Not that we didn't know that already, but it still sounds intriguing.
But there's some studies now that confirm it.
Oh, excellent.
That's
excellent.
The best part.
So science is backing it up. We'll go to the phones first, because that's what the show is about. Zach has been waiting patiently in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Zach.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
A couple comments about the callers earlier about the gray and black markets. I think the way the legislation's going downtown in the government now, I think it's going to get increasingly difficult for something like that to happen. Obviously,
for something like what to happen?
Well, for underground banks and so-called Swiss banks here in the United States. Like you were saying earlier, they've got raided, and then now he's completely off the grid and in jail. And I think it's going to get even more hard for stuff like that to happen.
Well, Bernard von Nothaus is not off. He's not in jail at this time, but he did get arrested. I believe one of his cohorts was arrested and kept in jail because he has some sort of immigration issue with Canada or something like that. But basically, I think you're right. The federal government does not want anything out there to compete with its monopoly on the currency in this country, and they are more than likely to target anything that turns out to be real competition, which is what the Liberty Dollar was really blossoming into. I mean, it had been around for nearly a decade at the time that it was raided, become fairly popular within the Liberty movement, and of course at the time it was raided was getting behind the Ron Paul campaign and you know, coming out with the Ron Paul dollar, the Ron Paul peace dollar or something like that, and they were marketing that pretty heavily, and it was bringing them some attention. And that was when the federal government decided to strike. They started back in 1998, and they weren't targeted back then. They were only targeted when they became a real threat to the federal government's monopoly.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason why I called was that today a news report through Fox stated that Pentagon put out an exam. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but they put out an exam, and in the exam was a multiple choice question. The question was, which one of these questions or statements is a low-level terrorist? And the four choices were, one, an attacker of the Pentagon, two, race crime, three, an IED, and four, protester. Well, the answer, of course, was protester, because the first three were violent crimes. However, it disturbed me quite a bit to find out that now protesters are considered terrorists.
They always have been, but now they're just making it official because they're trying to scare people out of protesting.
Well, remember, they did this during the Bush administration. The feds, and in many cases some local police departments, would actually spend their time, their cops' time, infiltrating peace groups. So organizations that were out there doing rallies and protests and demonstrations on the side of peace were being infiltrated by the police because, well, they were worried that they were terrorist organizations.
Well, this
and so it's just continuing that policy.
Yeah, this was going on in the 60s during the Vietnam War. In fact, at Ohio State University, some students were shot by National Guard troops back then.
Was that Kent State?
Absolutely.
Oh, Kent State, yes. It was in Ohio, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah, it's definitely been going on for a long time, but you know, now they're basically training all the people that come out of the Pentagon that protesters are terrorists. It's becoming mainstream for government officials.
It's that word terrorist is just suffering from mission creep, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty disturbing, and if that's true, then I am proud to be a protesting terrorist.
Absolutely.
Not that's that I ever thought that I would ever be safe from being labeled a terrorist. What I do is talk about liberty on national radio, and that could be considered very dangerous to the state. And so this could be terroristic threatening, what we do here on this show.
I just hope
threatening
that,
to withdraw from the union.
I just hope they in my file they spell my name right.
Yeah.
You can get a copy of your file, so I hear, Mark.
I hope they spell it wrong.
If they're going to give me my file, then they're going to modify it in some way. I think asking for your file would guarantee that you would have a file.
Yeah.
What would be the worst thing for me to find out? That I have no file.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing a pro-liberty radio show for 6 years now, and either I'm so insignificant or the government is so incompetent that they don't have a file on me. I mean, I've gone on national airwaves, advocated the secession of New Hampshire from the United States Union, and they don't have a file.
Well, considering how much time they spend on the Free State Project-related message boards like NHFree.com and FreeKeen.com, considering the amount of time that the government people at all levels spend there, odds are good they've heard of us, but I don't know, Mark. Maybe you're right. Maybe they don't have enough files yet. Hey, any other thoughts for us tonight, Zach?
Well, earlier you guys talked about getting off the grid. I'd just like to let fellow Americans out there know I have been not paying federal taxes for quite some time now. I still pay my state, and I still support my state, but I haven't been paying federal taxes. I haven't gotten any letters from the federal government. I haven't had a bank account in many years. I pay my bills with prepaid credit cards, and I do dabble in silver and gold, and all of which I do not accept certificates for, only the actual gold itself.
You know, and it's interesting. I went 9 years without paying taxes at all, and no one contacted me about it. And I just can't believe for a second that the federal government, the IRS would know for a fact that I was in prison. But no one ever contacted me about it, about not paying. I mean, you would think that would be the kind of thing that they would contact you, and then you'd let them know.
So you were in prison for 9 years. Mm-hmm. You got out and you started paying again at that point. And they never said anything to you about, hey, where were you the last nine years?
Never.
Interesting.
There's no contact at all.
That's interesting. You know, so you were essentially a tax protester.
I wasn't.
Time. No?
I was in prison.
But you were failure to file, Mark. That's a federal crime.
I'm sure that there's some kind of, out, but they never even asked me about it. You know, they're just like, huh.
Well, no, if you're in the witness protection program, you don't pay taxes either, because that's one way you could be traced by the bad guys, evidently.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
So wait, for you, Zach, how many years was it that you haven't been paying federal taxes?
It's been about 4 years now.
4 years. Okay. I don't know I don't know when they start going after people or what criteria they use to go after people, but
yeah.
I hope that you
there's an international law where if a government fails, all their debt's wiped out. So I think there's a good chance that, the way America's going and the way the bankers are, robbing the people blind, it's inevitable. They're hyperinflation and the government's going to fail, I think. And when it does, it can claim, exemption to all its debts, and we can start all over, and I think everybody will be fine.
Zach, you're extraordinarily safe in making your assumption that the government is going to fail, because
they all do.
Right. I mean, please, name for me a government that hasn't failed. I suppose somebody can point out the Vatican. They've been around for a long darn time, but by and large... What's that?
Malta?
I don't know anything about Malta.
The Knights of Malta, you mean?
Yeah, That's the Knights of Malta, yeah.
One thing's for sure, that even though they are going to fail, that's not to say that people aren't going to get hurt on the way out from the death throes.
By gold and silver.
Yeah, and something, you can see it following a pattern, because it seems like there's a certain group of people that are stealing all they can before it all collapses. And some of these bailouts, you don't know where the money went, there's trillions missing, where's it going?
Yeah.
And of course, you can see all these groups, even China and some of these countries, are quietly talking up the dollar, but yet they're buying real assets with the money wherever they can.
With the
dollars, right, while they still buy something. When you see that, and you have like Germany demanding that all the gold held in the United States is shipped back to Germany, the end is coming.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, thanks for the call.
So buy your land now, get your gold and silver on hand, in hand, and wait for the inevitable.
Thanks, Zach. Actually, your name is Zach, not Tony. Thank you, Zach, for the call. 800-259-9231. Good to hear from people that also have the courage to not pay the federal gang. And more people need to take that step and get behind one another if something does happen.
Right, and a point that he was making there as far as get your land, if there is hyperinflation, and it seems like they're printing a whole bunch of dollars, and maybe that'll happen. I'm not going to predict hyperinflation. I am predicting this government is bankrupt. If there is hyperinflation, the 30-year fixed mortgage that you have on the property that you have.
Be real easy to pay off.
Be real easy to pay off. So, you know, maybe not. Don't pay off the property right now. Buy gold and silver instead.
All right. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. That's how we call the show, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. We've got just about every book over there, at least all the popular ones that are out right now. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Been thinking about getting a book? Go over there and get it for free. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Let's continue with your calls. Gene is on the line in Tennessee and on the amp line. Hey, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Are you the Christian anarchist?
I am the Christian anarchist. I'm leaving in the morning to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Hong Kong. And I need to find out how I can get past the Chinese censors.
So, what do you mean?
Well, they censor a lot of... Now, you can't get on YouTube, you can't get on a lot of websites from over there. So I'm trying to figure out how I can find a tunnel that'll get me past the Chinese censors so I can surf everything I want to do. So
you're asking
maybe
me?
We can start up a thread on the board. I might go up and do that right after.
You know what might work is
some ideas.
You know what might work is Tor, T-O-R?
The anonymizer?
I want to be able to surf regular websites.
Yeah, Tor
can. No, you
can't. Tor doesn't do that, does it?
No, what it does is it sends you a request out to servers all over the world on a non-standard port and bounces them all over so that it actually looks, the website actually thinks that you're in Germany when you're really in China, for example.
Yeah.
Well, that's an option.
I just heard a commercial on your show about patriotinternet.com, which has a IP forwarding system.
Great. I don't know if it'll work in China. But,
yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
I don't know much about how to get around the Chinese internet blocks, but I imagine the Chinese people do. You can certainly start a thread on the BBS. I don't know how many Chinese folks are going to be reading that thread. I think they would be the ones that are the right people to ask. I think when you get over there, stop off at some internet cafes and see if you can dig around a little bit. But, of course, if you alert one of the state agents, or if you alert somebody that is a fan of the state, then they might report you, and we might never hear from you again, Gene. So I don't know.
We'll read about you.
I think it's highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. The cops over there are lazier than our cops.
Maybe you're right about that, in which case
they're more corrupt.
I'm sure that there are some internet cafes where if you know the right people and you know what to do, you can probably get them to give you some sort of special access, but that would be, you know, you'd have to know what you were doing. You'd have to know who to talk to
well,
and what
anyway,
to say.
Try tourproject.org.
Okay, and next time I talk to you, it'll be from Wuhan, China.
Good luck, Gene. Thanks for the call tonight. Have a safe flight.
Thank you.
800-259-9231.
You know, what's really interesting about all this is that the people in power are really squirmy about the internet, and you can see that the TV ratings, the TV viewers are declining sharply in the last year, and the newspapers are all hurting, and there was even a rumor of a bailout for newspapers. And so the internet is really revolutionizing the flow of information and really the spread of freedom again, because people's minds are becoming open. More people are able to take the red pill because the information's there for them to do it now.
Absolutely. Let's continue. Also, Amp Caller, we'll talk to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live on an Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I've got the solution to your banking question, Ian.
How it is that a bank, a decentralized private warehouse bank, could operate without being raided by the feds?
Yes. All right. It involves smart cards, the internet, and a web of trust. Here's how it works. You have independent companies that give out ID cards to people. These ID cards would be smart cards. Those ID cards would be used to uniquely identify a person. Now, let's say that you are a bank, and I'm a merchant, and I own an ice cream shop. And Mark is somebody who wants to buy ice cream at my ice cream shop.
Yes,
and
I
want to do this using the currency. What Mark would do, he would come into the shop with his card. He would scan it on one of my smart card readers and enter in a PIN number so that he can authenticate.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I would have on my computer a list of trusted peers, banks, in a sense, that I will accept currency from. Now, because I know you, Ian, or I sort of know you, I'm going to peer with you. So it's going to show up that this person, this unique person, has an account with somebody that I'm peered with.
So wait, Mark has to have an account with my bank in order for this all to work.
Well, Mark would have to have an account at one of the banks that I peer with.
Right.
Now, the great thing about the market is that you can have certification companies that go through and take care of all the certifying and peering and stuff like that. That's no problem. So Mark goes, and he would then execute a transaction, and the transaction would happen. And because we are trusted peers, we can do a transaction. Now, what's great is that if somebody starts playing with the databases or trying to finagle the money, then nobody's going to peer with them, and they're going to go out of business, you see? Now, the way that money would go into the bank is however you want to do it, Ian. So if, let's say that $1 of every $10 of AMP money that you get would go into an AMP bank account. And then I could peer with that bank account, and it could go that way. And then you could adjust your databases to be anything. So if somebody gives you an ounce of gold, it will be worth so many AMP dollars.
I'm a little lost.
It can all be done over the Internet with a web of trust.
But how does that stop the feds from coming to my house and taking the money that I have in my vault?
Well, it can't stop that. However, the system is completely decentralized in that you could have banks all over the country or all over the world that with these different accounts. And it's sort of, think of it as like OpenID on the Internet. If you shut down one, there's still others everywhere else. So I could, don't put all your eggs in one basket. So I could have 250 in Ian's bank, and I could have 250 in Biles' bank, or, something like that. So even if one goes down, I don't have everything lost. And because it's all electronic, if one bank gets taken out by the feds, when I go to the store or when somebody wants to buy something, have to do is select one of the other existing banks that they have money in that the owner of the business is peered with.
So you're saying that the individual who holds a bank account would have to hold multiple bank accounts and distribute their money across those bank accounts in order to be maximum safe.
That makes sense.
Well, that's just to be maximum safe. I mean, in theory, you would only have to do one. But if that one gets raided, then you're done for. And it's called Ian's credit card, am I going to be able to use that now? Well, no. We let the marketplace decide which ones are going to stay.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I was hoping there would be an easy way for consumers to distribute their funds over a large variety of locations without having to go through the process of opening up 10 different accounts.
And it would be as easy as just somebody giving you gold and having you give them a receipt. That's how easy it would be, because I'm going to be the entrepreneur that's going to try and make it easy for people.
All right. Well, I hope you can, because I have to say I'm a little confused. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Got to make it easy to understand as well, or people aren't going to embrace it. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. That might be a little more dense than the average person. Free Talk Live.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at makeherbalmedicines.com. That's makeherbalmedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's NUREVOnline.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Features including archives. You can go back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website, all free for you at but you can actually get them at listen.freetalklive.com. You also get live streams there. But they're also on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, and they are all completely free. We continue with your calls. Let's talk to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark in Kentucky, going once. Mark in Kentucky, going twice.
Hello, gentlemen.
There he is. There he is. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark.
Oh, prima facie evidence.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know.
I've heard the term.
It's evidence on the face of itself. So on the face it appears to be evidence, but that doesn't mean it is. And I'd like to suggest maybe that has to do with whether some of us have IRS files on us collected or not.
Can you explain?
Well, when you use a Social Security number or allow someone to use one that you used to have, that is prima facie evidence that you're trying to apply for benefits, that you want to be taxed, and therefore, there it goes.
So you use one. Exactly how do I use the Social Security number now? I'm a 38-year-old, whatever I am, 38-year-old male, and I've never received Social Security, so how am I using it?
Well, it's... putting out the idea that you plan to by accruing benefits, by developing payments that establish credits for you. And that's the way it seems like everyone works nowadays.
What if your parents applied for it for you and you didn't apply for it yourself?
That's only for the youngsters. I'm 50, and I had a conversation with my folks when I was told that I needed to get one. I said, is it required by law? They said, well, not really, but you probably will have a lot of trouble if you don't get one. That should have been a red flag to me right there, and to my parents as well. They taught me good values, but here I'm getting into something that seems to be based on fraud and force. And
wait a minute. I'm confused, Mark. Are you saying that having a Social Security number is using a Social Security number, or actually putting it on forms and stuff like that is using a Social
Security number? Well, I'm saying where we get crossed up is someone demands the use of it by us. For example, I've quit using one since the year 2000 or so.
Okay.
And it unfortunately makes me occupationally handicapped because a lot of folks won't touch me. But the plain and simple fact is that there's nothing wrong in the law, in the codes, with issuing a 1099 without that Social Security number. It's not required. Just your name and address is.
The sticky part, though, goes with whether on the definition of an employee. So, yeah, they could 1099 you as an independent contractor, but what if you're working there full time, and that'd be very difficult for them to explain, and they're all afraid of losing their businesses, so they're not going to do that for you.
Exactly. And you talked about fear before. Why don't we all just stand up and say no? Right now, my problem is that the accountants and the attorneys give bad advice, and I don't have any due process. I can show them right in the code where it's not required.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I think everybody knows that a Social Security number isn't, you know, should only be used for Social Security business. However, everybody also knows that it's also grown into something far larger than that. They don't know what else to do about it.
Exactly. And they're afraid not to use it because the accountants and lawyers are saying you can't even obey the law and obey the codes, because if you do it a little bit kilter from what everybody else does it, then we're going to have trouble. And I think that's a fallacy.
If you're going to withdraw from the system, it would behoove you to not listen to the advice of your accountant at that point, because they're going to tell you, what are you thinking? You can't withdraw from the system.
Yeah, they're officers
of
the court.
Exactly. They make no money if I do that.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And I don't know how far I got once before I didn't manage to continue the conversation because I had a bad phone line with y'all, but I was complaining about poor Bill Redpath over at the National Headquarters of the Libertarian Party. Who happens to be occupationally handicapped, because he is an accountant.
Okay.
And how is he occupationally handicapped then?
Well, because he's telling me that he has this understanding that this is the only way things are allowed to be done. This is, you have to give a Social Security number. You're not allowed to work without one. And it's just not true, but it doesn't benefit his industry to even allow them to think in terms of what the law really says or who it really applies to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just think about the billions of dollars that the H&R Blocks and the rest of the tax accountants of the world would be no longer making if there was no IRS to essentially funnel money. I am out of it tonight. To funnel money their way.
That's right, and I'll have to admit right now, back in the 70s, right out of high school, school was so boring, I jumped right into H&R Block, and that's why I've become versed in this to some degree.
Very good. Well, thanks for the advice, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Certainly, if it is your intention to withdraw from the system and not send money to the IRS, you should also be avoiding sending money to the Social Security office. And that's actually the easiest one to get out of, as far as if you're self-employed, sort of thing.
I'm not interested in the least bit in going to jail or dealing with the government in some kind of adversarial position, but there doesn't appear to be any kind of consequences. Have you ever heard of anyone going to jail for not paying their Social Security contribution or whatever they're calling it? I've never heard of it.
Nope, I certainly haven't. But if you are not paying into Social Security, then you certainly cannot collect Social Security.
No, they won't
let
you.
That seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it would be silly to think that you could.
But to anyone that doesn't know, don't give that a try.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, I mean, even
and
if you
get out of Social Security, it's a terrible deal for everyone.
You may say to yourself, though, but Ian, I paid in money. I paid in $30,000 before I decided to stop. Shouldn't I be able to get that back? I would say that you should just write it off as a loss. Write it off as a learning experience.
You're wrong there. You paid in for 10 years, that's the minimum amount of time that you had to have to pay into Social Security. If you paid in X amount of dollars over 10 years or whatever it is, then you're due Social Security.
Yeah,
I'm going to get Social Security because I happened to stop paying Social Security on the 11th year that I was in Social Security. It will probably not be enough to buy a can of soda with, but I will get it if the United States government is still here.
Yeah, well, I hope it's not, and I hope that secession has certainly happened by then. But for those of us, Mark, who did not pay in for 10 years, I was one of them. I started paying back in 1996, and I think I stopped probably before 2006.
Yeah.
So I had put $10,000 in at that point. And that's gone. That's gone to me. And I don't want the checks. I don't want to collect money from the federal government in the future. I am confident enough in my own ability to provide for my own retirement that I don't want to have anything to do with the federal government. If it is my intention to be a secessionist, then how could I sit here and say, well, I'll collect my Social Security $10,000 when I get around to it when I turn 65, but at the same time I support secession? You can't have one and the other at the same time.
Well,
either support secession and you withdraw yourself from participating in the federal government in any way, shape, or form, or you're just a hypocrite.
I agree with you on that standpoint. However, more likely, the better place to come from is, look, if you're under the age of 40, you really think Social Security is going to be there to give you any kind of money? Cut your losses, take your money, put it in an IRA, buy gold and silver, do whatever you do with it. Anything you do with it will make more sense than giving it to the federal government, which is what it is. Social Security is not a lockbox. They are not obligated to give you anything. Just, nope. You know, were they obligated to honor the contracts that the shareholders of GM had? No. They're
not obligated. They just yanked them right out.
To do anything. And I don't trust them. I know they're inflating the money, so I don't trust them to do anything right with that money.
Let's continue taking your calls. What about anyone? Dave is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I was in Detroit yesterday with my father because, spur of the moment, Peter Schiff was going to be in there talking. And it was a free seminar, which was pretty cool. And I think it's because everyone feels sorry for Detroit nowadays. But
okay.
He made an excellent rebuttal to the notion that's going around that we've evolved into a new economy, a service-based, information-based economy.
Let's find out what that was here in moments. If you'll hang through, we'll bring you back. More with Dave, okay. Your calls as well, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for you if you make the call right now. The 1-800-259-9231. And still, if we get the chance, we'll sneak in Wayne's story about politicians and psychopaths. We'll get to that, hopefully. It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for you if you make the call right now. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, we give the features on the site away, but we do ask for your voluntary support by the Free Talk Live, the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we take in $3 a month from you, if you're so generous as to give it to us, and we'll reinvest it into the show. Plus, you'll get perks. So we'll get on more radio stations, spread the message of freedom to more new people, and you get access to things like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up tonight, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, Dave is in Michigan. You were telling us about Peter Schiff from Euro-Pacific Capital.
Yes, that's right.
Peter Schiff, who has been making quite a name for himself as somebody who predicted the economic downturn well in advance, who was laughed at and derided for doing so, and now is being finally, I think, vindicated for what he was saying previously, and of course he's still saying it, saying that things are, it is not over yet. This this wild ride that the economy is on is not yet over, and it's all because of government intervention. But you wanted to share part of what he had said with our audience, so if you could, go ahead and do that. Dave? Uh-oh. Did we lose Dave? Dave in Michigan? Do we have Dave going once?
I'm here, guys.
Dave there is here. All right, go ahead and share what it is you wanted to share with us about Peter Schiff's speech.
Oh, yeah, he made a quick, excellent argument against the notion that's been tossed around that we've evolved into a service and information economy instead of being an industrial economy and such.
Right.
And he said that when we went from being an agricultural-based economy, because of the technology advancements, it freed up labor and people were able to move on and go and work in factories and such and build up the industrial base and all this. And now what's happened is that we've actually kind of de-evolved and we've actually lost our core our core part of our economy that keeps it running, and that the notion that we've become a service-based economy is just a charade to kind of hide the truth that we're actually just a consumer state now.
So, you know, we've made the money that we're going to make through manufacturing, and basically we're, you know, we as a country are spending that money off and sending it to other countries. Is that the idea?
Basically, yeah. He's saying we've consumed the wealth of our ancestors, and now we're just living on the credit.
Right, because we used to build things in this country, and that's how you create real wealth. You don't create wealth by shifting paper around or selling houses back and forth from year to year. That's not where wealth is really created. But when goods come over from China in big containers, what the government's been able to get away with is just shipping them paper in exchange if we don't have enough goods to ship them. And what's happening now is that's about to end. And I think with higher energy prices in the future, too, we may start to make things here again because the labor differential in China and Asia is not going to make up for the shipping costs in the future. So I think
I don't know, man. You got to pay American workers a hell of a lot more.
Well, that's true, but there's a big differential when the price of oil gets to $150 to $200 a barrel. Mm-hmm. It no longer becomes cost effective to ship things all the way over from China anymore.
I'm sure there are people that have done those studies more than I do. I imagine you're right.
And the problem, of course, is now is that our economy has been hollowed out because we're not making enough real things anymore. The real economy has been hollowed out so badly that being reliant on just consumption alone is very dangerous. And when your economy is 70% consumption, that's way out of whack, and eventually that's going to collapse. And when it does, which we're seeing now, we have bad consequences. And we're a debtor nation, too, because of it.
To some extent, aren't we the inventors of the world, though? I mean, you know, clearly a person comes up with an idea, and then they either can make it themselves or they can get somebody else to make it.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's worth something, right?
Well, that's true. And, you know, for a while, there were a lot of American businesses that deluded themselves into thinking that, well, we'll do the marketing and all the creative, cool stuff over here, and then we'll have the Asians do all the dirty stuff. But or over in India, they can do the dirty work. The problem, of course, is those people can all invent things, too. They can all do that stuff. What makes you think they can't
market? I don't know.
Well, that's what's happening is they're learning to do all that themselves also.
Mm. Probably it's going to take them a while to reach that level of savvy.
Don't need the round die anymore.
But there's been a period of about 15 to 20 years now where the government and the system was able to export a lot of inflation. So they were able to basically make it look like there wasn't inflation because if you're manufacturing in Asia and a big screen TV goes from $4,000 down to $900, you think, oh, there's no inflation. But there really is. They're creating all the money, but for a while they were able to make it look like they weren't really inflating because a lot of the money was getting shipped overseas.
That's an interesting point. I never really thought of that before. Any other thoughts, Dave?
I would also like to quickly inject an idea you guys can toss around at a later time because I know we're low on time. I would just like to inject the idea that perhaps the United States is not going to face some cataclysmic type of hyperinflation like a lot of people predict because the central bankers don't view things on a national scale. They view it on a worldwide scale. And they collapsed the stock markets worldwide, and they took away people's, quote-unquote, assets and savings from the market in the who knows how many trillions, and that their books are balanced because they brought in all that money. So in their perspective, they're not going to allow hyperinflation to occur. The United States, it won't happen because when we ask for $800 billion, they go, "Oh yeah, we can spare that because we consumed, you know, $50 trillion worldwide. What does it matter?"
Well, when the Chinese and some of the foreign countries now are starting to get out of dollars and they're quietly dumping them, while at the same time they're talking it up, you know that what's going to happen eventually is a lot of these dollars are going to make it back to the U.S. Now, Mark Faber, who's a very, very highly respected economist out of Singapore. He's saying he's 100% sure that the United States is going to go into hyperinflation. Now, maybe it's not 100%, but because we're such a debtor nation, the common pattern with debtor nations is they go into hyperinflation because eventually countries stop buying their debt. And then what happens, of course, is they have to print money to make up for their spending habits.
Also, I
hope you're wrong, Wayne. I hope Dave is right.
I am, too, and I'm... You know, I think that there might be some validity in everything else he said, but I'm of the opinion that people have a tendency to get God complexes and things like that, and they do imagine that they can control markets, and they really can't control markets. Markets are behavior of people, and
Market's a natural force.
It is. It's the behavior of all the people, and I don't think that the markets were manipulated. When you say they crashed the economy, the stock markets, they did. But it's in the same way one crashes a car, not likely on purpose.
Well, you know what? Actually, there's a lot of evidence brought up by some people that we've heard about the Plunge Protection Team. Some of us have. It was originally created. It was called the President's Working Group on Markets back in 87 when the stock market crashed back then. And what they do is if the stock market's having a really, really bad day, they go into the pits and they start buying stocks at any price to prop the index up. And you'll see on the charts there'll be a flagpole rally that day, which makes it look like the Dow didn't do too badly. But maybe what they did when the stock market went down late last year is they just didn't intervene. They let it go where it wanted to go. And then they came back in, and you're seeing a rally now, but I wouldn't trust it.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right, Wayne, can we compress this story into 2 minutes?
Yes.
Psychopaths and politicians. What really is the difference?
Well, using his law enforcement experience and data drawn from FBI Behavioral Analysis Unit, Jim Corey has collected a series of personality traits common to a couple of professions. Corey, who is a vice president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police, has assembled the traits such as superficial charm, an exaggerated sense of self-worth, glibness, lying, lack of remorse, and manipulation of others.
Holy crap!
Yes. These traits, Corey points out in his analysis, are common to psychopathic serial killers. But, and here's the part that many may spark some controversy and defensive discussion, these traits are also common to American politicians.
Mm.
Maybe you already suspected, Ian.
Probably also politicians worldwide. I don't know if it's just American politicians.
Yes, yeah, but especially maybe here because of all the power involved. Violent homicide aside, our elected officials often show many of the exact same character traits as criminal nut jobs who run from police but not for office.
The only difference is that elected officials are more cowardly. I would say that would be the difference between
criminals are not brave. Serial killers are not brave people.
Yeah, but they are the ones that are willing to do their own killing, whereas a politician insists that other people do it.
Who else are you going to get to do it?
Right. All I'm saying is a politician is not going to actually go and do the dirty work like a serial killer would. There is some level. I know you're saying they're not courageous, Mark, but I think they're more courageous than a politician. I think that's the element that is one of the differentiation factors.
Yeah, they're hiding behind mommy government's skirt to do their dirty deeds.
Right. I didn't do that. That was the will of the voters. And the cops are just following their orders.
I'm sure that psychopathic killers don't say to themselves, or say to anyone, well, yeah, it's my responsibility.
Well,
I did it.
Satan told me to do it or whatever, sure. But they actually pull the trigger. They actually, you know, pull the blade and slice and dice, whereas the politicians would never do that.
Yeah.
They're too cowardly.
I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't deny it at all. And there's also another book you can read. It's called Snakes in Suits by another doctor named Dr. Hare that you might want to look up, too, on a similar subject.
Thanks for the recommendation, Wayne, and the story. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Moved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.